everyone, welcome back to Almighty Pod. It's been a long time. I had a look, and it was the 22nd of August when we were last on.
That was such a long time ago.
Over a month ago.
Yeah, 2 months.
I missed the 22nd of August.
But I'm back, as I am for most episodes, by Mr. Chris Wright. How have you been doing?
Good. I'm all right, Tom. Nice to see you.
I've not seen you in 6 weeks.
I haven't seen you since the 22nd of August.
You doing okay?
Yeah, sound.
Good. And I'm also joined by Mr. Sam Taylor.
Are you well?
Very well. I've missed you asking us that question.
I ask people, are you well, on a regular basis. No one ever responds correctly.
Do they not?
No.
Do they all panic?
Yeah, there you go.
To be fair, I think
I'm well, thank you.
I think I'd panic.
Yeah.
Maybe no one else is very well.
Maybe. That's true.
Have you been very well for every single episode?
Well, yeah. At some points in this past 6 weeks, I have not been very well, but we have not recorded a podcast. We probably need to address why we've not been recording.
We've missed you guys.
We have missed.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming back.
I've missed the music at the start.
To be fair, when I was sat on the sofa early and it came on,
yeah,
I got all tingles.
Wow.
We've had a lot on in the last six, seven, 8 weeks.
A busy old time.
Have you had many people asking you about where we've been?
Oh, all the time.
In the street?
Yeah. Whenever people hear me speak.
I know that guy from the park.
Yeah.
Sam walks through Burslem and all he hears is, "Are you well?"
No, thanks to everyone who has been asking, because it's quite nice to know that we've been missed. Somehow we've still been getting quite a few listens every week.
That's impressive.
So maybe you've been missing us that much, you've just gone back and listened to all the episodes.
Well, maybe people have used this as an opportunity to catch up on the ones they have missed.
That's true.
That's a great idea.
That's true.
We haven't really got a plan moving forward.
I mean, we've never had a plan.
No. That's true.
We've gone
1 week at a time. Over the past few weeks, we have had a lot of weeks when one of us at least has been away.
Yeah.
So I was away for a week with school.
Yeah.
Chris, you were away for a week with school.
Yeah.
Sam, you were on holiday for a week.
I did.
And then we just had a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to come back knowing we could do it fairly sustainably.
Oh, yes.
And do a good job of it.
What do you mean sustainably? Like green?
We're doing a Coldplay, right? Yeah.
We're doing it with no electricity. That's what we're doing.
Chris has got a little wind up on the computer.
We're on bikes.
Chris is cycling under the table.
Hey, I was at the gym this morning.
Hey.
Yeah,
and I was on level 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I couldn't walk.
Have you told the podcast about your new gym routine?
We heard about you starting to go, but it was mainly the spa. So where are we now? Are you ripped? Yeah, it's been a long time.
Shoulders are bigger. I can do more weights than I could at the start, which is positive.
Yeah.
But still got the spa all the time. Went to the spa this morning, did weights for 45 minutes, then did a bit of cardio, strolled down the stairs. Got my shorts on, went in the steam room, sat in the jacuzzi. There was a woman, right, next to us, and she had new jets.
Yeah.
She just stood. I was in the jacuzzi, having a lovely time. Little bubbles, a little bit of foam.
Spread out.
And then she gets in. It's not just a jacuzzi, it's a big hydrotherapy pool.
Oh,
officially.
Good word.
That's the official name of the pool. And you've got the jets. And no one, you stand in front of them, and apparently they massage your back. I think it's a load of rubbish. So she stood there. I'm getting flipping covered. I've had to turn around and facing away. And every time they finished, she turned it back on again. In the end, I said, "Sat this, I'm going."
Wow.
I got out and protest.
Kicking off.
Unbelievable.
It's kicking off.
Yeah. I got out aggressively. No, I didn't really. I just made a bit of
enough.
I made a bit of a splash when I got out of the water.
Wow.
But seeing as how it's been such a long time, Chris, we've heard you've been going to the gym, but has there been anything else over the past 8 weeks?
Yeah, but you boys have had your...
of note.
We spent a lot of time talking about your training. How did that go?
Oh, yeah.
The half marathon.
We ran a half marathon.
Hey, you ran a full marathon. The Almighty Pod has ran a marathon.
How was your experience, Sam?
Significantly longer than yours was, I would say.
Have you ran since?
No.
That's the question.
Not at all. Most mornings I wake up and think, it's probably about time to go for a run. And then I turn over and fall back to sleep for half an hour.
You're going to do a full marathon next year?
No, honestly, I got to the end and thought, I can't imagine anybody having any desire to run any further than this. And if I'm really honest, I only probably ran 10 out of the 13 miles anyway. So, but I was very pleased with myself.
I was very pleased
with myself. Probably one of the most, probably the proudest achievement of my life. thus far.
What, more proud than getting married?
Oh, yes, but that was fine.
Wow. Well done.
Everyone gets married. Not
yeah, what about Northampton Town getting promoted?
I mean, that was luck. A lot of fortune.
True. And Sam didn't really influence
And some long throws. True. Whereas this body shouldn't physically be able to run 13 miles. So I was very pleased with myself.
Did you get overtaken by anyone in fancy dress?
There was a man with no shoes on who ran past me quickly.
Oh, with no shoes on?
There was an army platoon carrying a stretcher with the weight of a man on. They ran past me very quickly. Mm. But I did finish ahead of one of the army men, so I was very pleased with that.
Wow, what happened to him?
Just slow.
Must have had an injury.
Must have.
Kneecaps there was a off. Jesus there.
There was a Jesus.
There was an Olaf from Frozen there.
Olaf?
Running, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Did they beat you?
Well, they beat me. I mean, Tom beat me by 50 whole minutes.
50 minutes?
50 whole minutes, yeah.
Wow.
My aim was to get under 2 hours.
Get a Nando's and that.
Someone had a full massage by the time I came in.
That was good. So we went just by the finish line. You come over and I had to just lie down because I was dead. But then there was all these staff's uni students giving out free massages. So I wandered over and beat the queue.
Oh.
And that links to something that we'll talk about a bit later on because I've been going back to staff
uni. Have you? You enjoyed it that much?
Lots of medical content today. Hope you're excited.
Got 8 weeks worth of ailments and illnesses to catch up on. But I did go for my first run the other day.
Oh, yeah?
If I've not got anything booked in to like a future race or anything, I just won't go. So I really need to book in.
Do you want
to
race me?
But it's taken me 6 weeks to
to go. Race me if you want. Here to Hanley.
You're driving.
I'll drive. You can run. Hey, you'd probably win with this traffic.
That's true. Roadworks everywhere at the moment.
No.
Wow. Terrible. Anyway, Chris, you've been to the doctors. Let's start with your illness. Let's start with your illness soon.
It's going strong with the medical content straight in.
Oh my gosh. This is not something to share with general public.
You said you wanted to share it just before we started recording.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's good to get it off your chest.
It is.
How can you expect the good listeners of Almighty Pod to submit their stories if you're not willing to open up yourself?
Right, if you're willing to listen to this now.
You're willing to open up at the doctors. So.
Oh, my life. Right. If you listen to this, then the only acceptable response is to send us your stories. It's not fair anymore because we're having to share all of our personal issues. I wasn't very well, so went to the doctors. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, can't go to the doctors anymore. You have to ring them. So the doctor rang me. And she said, well, I think it'd be good for you to come for a check. So I was like, okay. So I'll have to come and check you. Now, the problem was around the bottom area.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm going to check.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, fine. I hadn't really processed what this was. I'd never had a check. Okay. I've never had a blood test. I've never had anything.
Right.
I think the only time I've been to the doctors is when I've had an ear infection.
Mm.
That's it.
Right.
So I've never been for anything else. So, go to the doctors. I then did a little bit of research, actually, just before to figure out what was going on. Because she said, I'm going to check your prostate.
Right.
Now, I thought she was just going to, like, I don't know, look. So, I said to someone at work, I was like, it'll be fine, because I'll just pull my trousers down, she'll have a look, and then that'll be it.
Mm.
And he went, you are aware of where your prostate is, aren't you? Uh-oh. And I went, well, yeah, it's just there, isn't it? He said, well, yes, I suppose. However, they can't check it by looking at it. They all need to get in there.
Oh.
And then it all came flooding back. And it was like one of them scenes in a film where like the camera zooms in unbelievably quick to my face. Yeah. And it all came flooding to me. And the realization hit that I was going to have to go and see this woman.
Like,
and she was going to have to put her finger up my bottom.
Michael scene in The Office where he's like, no.
And so I went to the doctors and I sat down and she said, she kept apologizing, which... It's not a good start.
Not great. You want confidence.
She said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to do this. It's not going to be very pleasant.
Mm.
I was like, it's okay. Let's get it done with. And she said, I'll try and do this with as much dignity as possible. I was like, what, for you or me?
Yeah.
So we went in. She said, right, we're going to go into this room now. So we went into the smaller room and there was a bed with some paper on the bed. And she went, right, I want you to lie on your side and pull your trousers below your bottom for me. Mm. You might need to pull them down to your thighs so you've got maneuverability. I hadn't really thought about it, so I was wearing some jeans. So there, pull me jeans down. And she said, right, lift your legs up. I was on my side. And then she was like, you're going to have to lift them up a bit higher. So I'm now in a very vulnerable position. And she said, some people do this slowly and carefully. However, I think the best approach is to get it quickly and out of the way. Yeah. I said, that sounds good to me. So she said, so I am just going to put some lube in the area.
Great.
So it was very cold, a bit tingly. I thought, oh, here we go.
At least it wasn't the mint and tea tree.
Well, anyway, I did prepare myself before by having a mint and tea tree shower. No.
So you're already feeling sensitive.
I was like, it won't be any worse than this.
That explains the tingle.
So I was lying down, and then she went.
Chris did just make that noise with his mouth. I haven't put that in afterwards.
And she was so aggressive. And it was 5 seconds when it was like.
Longest 5 seconds of your life.
Yeah, and then she whipped it out, and she went, right, there's some tissue, sort yourself out, I'm going to hide in the other room. And that was then. That was just me, lying there. Gosh. On my own. Yeah. Bum out. Wondering what just happened. However, she did say, didn't feel anything wrong, and you have a healthy prostate.
So that's very good. Congratulations.
A successful trip.
Did you leave feeling better or worse about yourself? Having known that, but gone through.
I sat in my car, and I thought, never again. And then drove home.
Oh.
So, it was all right.
Fair enough.
Wow. It was okay. What an experience.
I mean, she was very efficient. I think a little bit too efficient.
You wait till you have to have a camera one day. That's another experience.
Oh, you're experiencing this.
They give you the special shorts for that, though. So you're not obviously wearing your own clothes. They give you shorts with like a part, I don't know how to describe it, other than opening at the back, like curtains, basically. So when you lie down, they just pull your shorts.
Bottom curtains.
Yeah, it's not good.
So, yeah, but you're more experienced in this field than me. Mm. You've had
this
before.
Are you asleep for the camera at the bum, or are you...
No, you are sedated. Okay. A bit.
How sedated?
So you're like... It feels... Apparently it lasts about 40 minutes, but it feels about 5.
40 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, up your bum?
How far up do they go?
I don't know. It's coming out my mouth. I'll get that. I'll take that out.
This picture Tom hung on a washing line. I did feel like she was scratching my lung at one point. It's like coughing. New COVID treatment.
But yeah, you kind of like, you don't feel, it doesn't like hurt, and it feels like it goes really quickly, and you're just a bit spaced out, basically.
Where do they sedate you?
Well, you have one of them things on. I think they just put it in you.
Oh, you should put it in your blood?
Yeah, put it in your blood.
Okay, and what? Does it knock you out, but you're not quite
just
sure where you are?
Yeah, you feel like you've had a few drinks.
Oh, okay.
But the weird thing with that is you can see the TV in front of you, so you're just watching
so
and doing it.
Yeah,
it's dead interesting, yeah.
What did it look like?
Just like a dark tunnel.
Do I put lights up there?
It's like otherwise attached. They wouldn't be able to see it, would they? They'd just be doing it blind.
Could be infrared.
Could be anything. Like watching a horror film. Stuff just appears. But I'm glad we got your
excellent
medical experience out of the way first. Because it's probably the worst one.
If you've never had a prostate check, go and get one. Because it's not a nice illness if you end up having a bad illness there.
I thought you were going to offer then. You have your experience.
I know
where to prod.
No. I'm not doing that.
Good.
Would you recommend the hard and fast route or the slow and steady?
Well, I'll need to go back and have a slow and steady one to compare them.
Brilliant.
I can't believe I've just told all the people this.
That's great.
Go get a prostate check.
Any medical issues?
Medically,
for you?
I'm okay. Thank you very much.
Have you recovered from the half?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you. Good.
Didn't your nipple fall off?
Well.
Did you find it?
No.
Went back the day after. Picked it up.
Load of cars and punctured tyres.
It wasn't that cold. I mean, all right.
Oh dear. I'm not the one with the big nipples in this group. That's all I'll say about that.
My nipples are big after that session with the doctor.
My nipple blasters fell off.
You what then?
My nipple blasters.
Oh.
Your nipple blasters?
About a mile in.
Did you buy special ones?
No, I just used some Elastoplast, which was amateur move.
Oh, dear. Should have super glued them.
Great.
Super glue? You wouldn't have fallen off then, would they?
So when I finished the race, I looked down.
You'd still be wearing them now.
Me right nipple, the t-shirt around it was still blue, as it should have been.
Yeah.
Red, the other side.
Oh, no.
Completely red. Painful for a few days.
Show us your nipple.
Why?
Well, let's see what it looks like now.
It just looks like it's the same as normal.
Well, show
it
me.
Just scabbed over a little
show
bit.
Show me the other
one. It just looks like a nipple.
Show me both nipples.
Why?
I'll show you mad if you show me yours.
I will not.
Just show me your nipple.
Why?
None of the listeners can see.
I want to see if it's okay.
Well, it's fine.
Show me your nipple. Show me your nipple.
You do at the same time.
There we go.
Oh, what's going on?
Yours are flipping massive. I forgot how big yours were. It's fine.
They look the same.
They're exactly the same.
That's all right.
They've recovered. I went for the Vaseline rather than plaster.
Oh, clever. Okay. You're experiencing this kind of thing. Mm. Vaseline and checks.
So are you now.
Simon, you join the club.
I'm all right, mate. I'm absolutely fine. Check. I'm absolutely fine.
That could be good content. We'll go with you. Yeah, we'll do an all right pod episode whilst you've been checked.
Honestly, since we've stopped recording these podcasts, my poos have been fine.
Really?
I'm like on solid poos.
You know what?
Like on the regular.
Me too.
Unbelievable.
I had to go to the doctors. And
because they gave me some they gave me some sachets.
Wow.
Sachets?
Really,
are you a
out.
Bad day for a week?
I've never taken any medication in middle life from my Crohn's. And then they gave me some special sachets twice a day. I can't, that's hard
special
to say.
Special sachets?
But it's really hard to drink because it's like, all I can describe it as is like pouring half a bag of flour into a glass of water. It doesn't dissolve.
Oh,
it's lovely. It lines your mouth.
Couldn't you like Nutribullet it?
Horrible.
You'll be all right.
But it says you can take it with water, squash, milk or soup.
Ooh.
Who's having it with milk?
I mean, with soup. You should have had it with tomato soup.
Twice daily a day. Breakfast soup.
As soon as I wake up, knock a can of tomato soup down. But anyway, I phoned him up and said, Luke, I finished the prescription, but I can't take them anymore. But I like what they were doing for me. Because the woman rang for a check. I have to have a checkup every 6 months. So she rang and she said, everything's fine. But just before I go, just checking how often you go. And I said, probably between 5 and 10 times a day.
5 and 10?
And that was her reaction. Oh, we'll try on something. And
10.
Now I'm going 1 or 2.
Unbelievable.
How'd you go 10?
I'm like a normal person.
Flip me.
Yeah.
10 times.
My football manager career has taken a right downturn, though. Because now I just didn't spend any time on it. On my
what phone. Did you do at work?
Have a lot of time away from the classroom. Good job I've got TAs. But I'm doing all right now.
Wow.
Proud of you.
Well done, Tom.
I have, however, picked up more medical conditions since we last recorded. 20 minutes in and we're still going.
Still bottom related.
Yeah. I went for a sports massage, as we were on about.
Indeed.
Because I saw that, because the students do it at Staff's Union, it's a lot cheaper. So whereas usually you'd probably pay like £60 for an hour, which is ridiculous. £20 Staff's, so not bad. Would recommend. Anyway, I went, and before they do it, because it's a sports massage, they like, tell you to take your top off, and they just have a look at you just to see what you like.
What was their assessment?
Get on the catwalk.
Well, as soon as I took my top off, the supervisor, not the student, the supervisor comes over and goes, oh.
Oh. What kind of, was it like, was it, oh, was it, oh.
It wasn't like a good, oh. No.
I feel like that could mean so many things. Oh. Oh.
No, it was definitely a not in a good way. And then he looks at his student and goes, he's got classic case of scapular dyskinesis. And I'm like,
which Jurassic Park's
on it? How long have I got?
Say that again. Say it again.
It's like a Harry Potter spell. Scapular dyskinesis.
Scapular dyskinesis.
Yeah. I knew what half of that meant because I knew from GCSE PE that your scapula is your shoulder. Who? And I'm guessing dyskinesis is something to do with disconnecting. And to basically, my shoulder blades stick out like horrifically because there's not much muscle underneath. Right. And my right shoulder's lower than my left shoulder. And then they found out after a checkup that I need to activate my glutes, which will help everything because my bum doesn't work. And I thought my bum is the only thing that works. And it works too hard. But apparently they need activating, so I've been given a range of exercises.
Wow.
And I'll be back to normal. Well, the new normal very soon.
Wow.
You'll never be
with
normal.
A working bottom. I just say I'm very upset that you haven't had to show Chris your shoulder blades and I had to show him my nipples.
You can probably see him through my top. Yeah, yeah. I don't have to take my top off.
Take your top off. We've all done it.
They're much better now, by the way. Because I've been doing my exercises.
Oh, that's grim. Yeah. Oh, you're like a mutant of X-Men.
You look weird from behind.
Ooh, do it again.
Oh, no.
What is that? Looks like you got something
that's
growing.
That's very unpleasant. That's
trying to get out your back. Just there be glad, go. Listeners, that you didn't have to witness that.
Yeah, so. Chris had to lean back.
I enjoyed Sam's nipples more than your back.
I have very enjoyable nipples.
Oh, dear. Are you sure you've got nothing wrong with you, Sam?
Absolutely fine, mate.
Fine. There we go. I think, looking down at my notes, that's all the medical issues covered since the last episode. Any
Where's
other
Dr.
things?
Adams? We need Dr. Adams on.
Yeah, we should have had him on for today.
You could have spoken us through. We'll talk us through all of our illnesses.
Any other events of note? I went to Gardener's World Live. That seemed like a long time ago.
Did you?
That was since the last event.
You are joking.
Pod.
You went there?
Yeah, it was very good.
Were you the youngest there?
Yes. Yeah. It was really weird because...
What did you wear?
Just normal clothes.
Was everyone dressed in gardener's outfits?
People were very gardener.
Everyone looked like they were from Barber.
The weird thing was, it was at the NEC, so you drive to this massive car park and then you have to get a coach to the NEC. And then people are just bringing back trolleys, like plants. People have so many plants, then you've got to take them on the
How
coach.
How'd you get them on the coach?
Absolute nightmare. Well, so the coach can get like, on the way there, there's like 30, 40 people, and on the way back, there's like 10, because I've got so many plants.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
What plants did you buy?
I bought some bulbs, which are easy to transport in my bag.
In a bag, off you go.
Did you take a friend?
I took my wife and my parents.
And you bet. What did Tam think of the day?
We know what? We had a great day. A very good day.
She's only saying that to be polite.
We know we did. Everyone enjoyed it very much. Bought some pots as well. Anyway. I also broke a world record about a month ago.
For what?
The most people doing a virtual 10K. And I got an official certificate for that.
Wow.
Guinness how many did it?
Unbelievable.
About 14,000, I think.
14,000?
Yeah.
That's a lot of Ks.
There you go. So that's something else to add. That can replace my Paul Chuckle story on Two Truths and a Lie.
Excellent.
That I now have a world record.
No, wow. That world record one's boring.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Well, this is true. I'm not being lied to my whole life.
Oh, wow.
We should probably do a football update.
Ooh.
Because we've played many games.
Many games.
On a Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's been getting good.
What's been going on? We've been running the show, to be fair.
That's very true.
Last week we had a meeting in Costa. We had an official meeting.
We did.
We had pens and paper. We got team sheets together. Spoke Corinne, tactics.
Tom went to Paper Chase in Next to try and buy pens so we could have said meeting.
Yeah.
So serious were we about it.
But they didn't have anything, so we had to get... The stationery shop had no stationery, so Tom, we had to go and ask the till. Can you borrow a pen?
She said, what for? And you said...
Doesn't matter.
And then we sat down, we wrote out the 20 odd names that were coming.
It looked quite serious because obviously we'd come from school, so we're in shirts and ties.
It's
not
true.
Sam's.
Yeah.
Sam's
the lot of the physio.
Yeah, Sam's and hoodies all the time. So when I say it doesn't matter, I think she thought we were
serious business.
Yeah.
Top secret mission.
And then you could see the people sitting around as we're intrigued as we're drawing arrows on the sheet of paper.
I think they felt uncomfortable. Suspicious. But we had a good meeting. Football's been good.
It's been all right, hasn't it?
I had a good few weeks spell of many goals.
You did?
I think it was while I was on holiday.
I think I was away as well. For the one where you scored a lot, I was not there.
I did score a hat trick.
Yeah.
Can somebody vouch that this actually occurred?
Yes.
Other than you?
Ken's can. Ken's came up to me. Ken's is the guy who plays who's actually the only one who's good.
Mm.
And he said to me, Chris, you want to score some goals? I was like, yeah. He said, okay, just listen to me. Okay. So literally, I just did what he told me to. Run right. I ran right, and the ball came to my feet. And that was it. Amazing.
Wow.
Run forward, then drift left. I ran forward, drifted left, and the ball came to my feet and I scored.
Unbelievable. Just
remarkable. Didn't know what I was doing, but I scored 3 goals. Since he's not been since, and I haven't scored a goal since.
Me and Sam linked up on a beauty a couple of weeks ago.
That's true. Unbelievable.
I like, the ball came to me, I flicked it up and over the defence while I ran the other way and kind of looked the other way, and the ball went over and landed on Sam's foot, and he put
first
it in the corner.
Finish. Unbelievable.
Brilliant.
Beautiful.
Was a very good goal.
Mm. Very good goal.
Very good. And actually, since we last met, Man United have taken a downward turn.
Oh, yeah, that's very
discussed.
True.
Ollie out. Are you on? Are you Ollie out yet?
Yeah.
You are.
I think I am. Poor Ollie.
I don't see how it could improve.
Could it not improve?
No.
What would you do? Who'd you get in?
That's the thing. I think I'd get rid of Ollie, but there's not many people that I'd bring in. They're all talking about this Ajax guy, Ten Hag.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it always flops.
Graham Potter. Yeah, there's a few.
Graham Potter. Get Graham Potter in.
Wow.
Mm. He should have come.
Would you take Brendan Rodgers?
No.
No.
Nope.
I think he's a genius. I think Brendan Rodgers is an unbelievable manager, and he'd take you to higher places.
To the high places.
Fourth.
Hey, second last year. Anyway, we've had a poo story.
Oh, yes. Love a poo story.
This person said to me, we're on a bit of a walk. It's going to remain anonymous. We can't say this person. That was one of the conditions. Right. And they said, Tom, have you ever pooed yourself?
Great start to a conversation.
So we had a bit of a conversation about that. And then they said, because you've shared your experience, I'm going to share something with you that I've never shared with anybody.
That is good. That's because we share our personal stories, you share yours.
And I said, thanks for doing that. I'm going to tell many people of my podcast about it. But I will not use your name. And they said, fine. This person was at university.
Do me and Sam know this person?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you won't know the story because they've not told anyone, apparently.
Okay. Could you tell us after the podcast who it is?
When I've checked with the person. You might be able to guess, but I'll try and not give it away in the story.
Okay.
This person was at university and told me that they had a habit of
pooing themselves,
forgetting to flush the toilet.
Oh.
That's not a good habit.
They use the toilet, put the lid down, and then just forget. Mainly with wheeze.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, but a few times they've noticed.
Wheeze are okay, though.
Poos.
I don't mind leaving a wee in the toilet.
My sister used to do that. Yeah. She used to leave her poos in the toilet. She'll be all right.
I don't understand how it happens.
I don't know either. You get up, you flush the toilet.
You just do it. Mm. But anyway, this person, it's quite a short poo story, but it's still quite funny. This person had done a poo, quite a big one, in the morning, put the lid down, forgot to flush, and gone to their day of lectures at uni. Come back and they'd realise that it was the day that they were doing the checks on all the rooms and doing a bit of tidying.
Oh, here we go.
So loads of uni people had been in, seen the poo, not even flushed it, just left it there.
Interesting.
Why did looking no one flush this
room.
Poo?
Yeah, not good. Came back and it was still there. The room stunk bad, apparently. And I'm sure there's something else to the story. Like the uni people never came. They like cleaned everyone else's room and came back all throughout the year, but didn't go into.
But you can't. No, you can't. That's it. Now you've told us.
Didn't go bleep
it. Told us. You've just told it. You could just bleep it, actually.
Yeah, I'll bleep it.
Okay. It's been bleeped. Tom did just share with us the name.
Well.
I found that very funny.
I know talk to you about it later.
I'm going to
So, yeah, make sure you flush.
Wow.
Short and sweet.
Excellent.
How big was the poo?
Apparently quite big. They didn't give me like a relative size.
Did it stick out?
I don't know.
We were at our friend's house on Sunday afternoon. Ali and Sylvie Johnson. Ali's been on the podcast before. It's the first time in a long time that I've done a poo and thought, I'd quite like to show someone this poo because I'm quite impressed by it.
Get him.
Why didn't you?
Very long. It was impressively long. I didn't know.
We were all there
people.
As well.
I know, but there were other people
why
there.
Why didn't you come and get me? Who did you tell?
Nobody. I just thought...
You should have come and told me.
I know, but there was like more than just us there, wasn't it? And I just felt...
Was it like King Kong's finger?
I mean, I would say it was...
Sam's looking around now for things to compare it to.
No way was it that big.
With a little curve on it.
Oh. No way.
Yeah.
That is massive.
But
If you'd have done that before your marathon, you'd have beat Tom.
I did feel like a weight had been lifted.
You'd have floated around. Yeah.
But it was long and thin, which is unusual for me.
Ooh.
Normally I'm short and fat.
There we go. Done many poos at Ali's toilet.
Yeah.
We hang around there quite a bit. I will just say that what would you call the time period between flushes? It's a long period at Ali's house.
Oh, yeah. Difficult.
So if you're waiting for a second flush.
Not as bad as his.
That's true.
You have to wait 20 minutes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just not wait at all, as you have done.
What do you mean?
Didn't you tell Sam that you had to flush it later on?
Yeah, I did actually. No, that was when I was at a prayer meeting. Hmm. And you could all hear me. And then I gave up, shut the lid, and ran off.
Yeah, you did.
And ran as I ran out, I said, Sam, you need to go and flush that toilet in 10 minutes. And he went, okay.
Yeah.
You didn't look there, did you?
Hmm. No, I sort of regret not looking. A little bit. Anyway.
You never know when it's festered there for a while.
Well, I know.
The integrity.
The people who've waited for this podcast, I've been blessed.
It's been worth the wait.
You have been blessed.
I mean, if this wasn't what you were expecting, then I'd be surprised.
If any first-time listeners...
Yeah. This is normal. What it's like. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just while I'm remembering, we also went to Port Vale.
Well, we did.
Together.
It was awful.
We were there.
I think that was the worst.
It was terrible.
The worst game of football I've seen.
Me, Joel and Tom walked up from Swanbank, which is, what would you say, 15-minute walk?
Less than that.
10-minute walk.
Five.
I was absolutely drowned. It was terrible.
Torrential.
I don't think I was able to take a normal step. I think every step I took was over a puddle or around a puddle.
I was in hospitality.
Unbelievable hospitality at Port Vale, so I've heard.
It was the worst hospitality I've ever had.
In a box with your mates.
I even got someone to go find Carol and let her know what I thought.
The chairman of the club.
Yeah. And they did.
Right.
And Carol said, isn't that the Stoke fan? To which they went, yes. And she went, serves him right.
Fair deed. That's fair enough.
After I got a tray of sandwiches.
I read
my
that
food.
Response. So tray of sandwiches we were sat below you in the stand. You were in a fancy box. That for the first 5 minutes of the game, you couldn't actually get out of the box.
No, because
you
forgot to unlock our door. Yep. So we couldn't get out.
So you had to send poor little Joel on your behalf to the food counter.
So couldn't access
it
any
was
food.
That bad.
For a pie.
I had to send Joel, who was with all the other peasants.
Yeah.
To excellent. Go... Sorry, that's sort of harsh.
All of those down in the stalls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he had to go into the concourse... Yeah. Buy a pie, come out and then throw it up into the stands and I'd hopefully catch it. And to which Joel did a good throw and I caught it and I had a pie and it was very nice. A
few people clapped.
Yeah, a few people.
I've seen that on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is it still there? No.
No, stories don't last for 6 weeks.
I wonder if you did post it. Story.
I could post it.
No. So.
Wow.
It was good though. Tom, you could repost it.
I will do that.
Repost it. You can have a look at our achievements.
Excellent.
You ran half marathon, I caught a pie.
We haven't got too long left because we want to keep it short and snappy, but due to the nature of being off for a long time, a lot has happened in the past period. So let's play the music and then Chris, we're going to see how much news you can cram in to about a minute. I'm going to start my timer as soon as the music ends.
Can I see the timer so I can see how long I've got?
Yeah, fine. And then we'll see how much news has taken place that is of note.
See if I can get it all in.
Yep.
I may struggle. And then you guys, you can decide what we focus on, if we do. Okay?
Here we go. Let's have the music.
Ready? The Almighty Pod News, with your host, Chris Wright.
Count me in, Tom.
I might put the countdown music behind it. Had a bit of pressure.
Okay,
I mean, you weren't
here.
I weren't here. Just imagine it's going on.
Okay.
Right, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
The Taliban made gains in Afghanistan. Bond finally came out. Adam Raducanu made gains in tennis. Petrol is now very expensive and so is gas electricity. Newcastle United are now dabbling with the Saudis. A 66-year-old who stabbed a husband told 999 operator, I thought I'd get his heart, but he hasn't got one. It's been revealed that Superman is now bisexual. The world record for the most pubs visited in 24 hours by one person has been broken by a man who visited 51. A 74-year-old man has broken the world record of being the first person in the world to balance 16 supermarket trolleys on his head. So Elton John has become the first artist to secure a top 10 UK single in six different decades, and 6,000 pigs have been culled and destroyed at farms across England due to shortage of butchers. And BBC have announced that Line of Duty will return for another season. The most popular baby names of 2020 were Oliver and Olivia, and England have been told they've got to play a game behind closed doors. A record number of old people are snorting cocaine with grandkids. Kanye West has changed the name to Yee. North Korea has fired some missiles along with China. Apple has released a new polishing cloth for an iPhone, which is £20. A 7-foot bronze statue of Harambe has been released, and inflation was down slightly in the 3.1%. You'll Never Walk Alone is now overtaken Frank Sinatra's most popular funeral song. A tornado hit Cheshire. Mary Berry's made a dame. A moment of school run tried to run someone over. South Korea have wearing Squid Game masks to protest against working conditions, and the Scottish accent has been voted the most sexy. Detectives are investigating women who have been spiked in clubs, which has sparked lots of protests, and the slavery cases are up 60% in England and Wales, and Adele's released a new album, and the Stevenage police has tasered a man for stealing a £1 tin of beer.
Very good.
That was over a minute, though.
That was one of the most bizarre 90 seconds I've ever...
1 minute 32. That was.
Wow.
16 supermarket trolleys on his head.
I know.
How do you have the strength to do that?
I don't know. Mental, though, isn't it?
That was my takeaway from that.
Oh, and a man also was sat in his garden doing some gardening, and a plane dropped a load of poo on him.
Oh, I heard
about that one.
Oh,
I can't How believe did I miss didn't that make out it the into news? The cup. Unbelievable.
Oh, what more detail about that? What happened?
He was doing some gardening, and then planes usually don't... They can release sewage if they need to over the sea.
Yeah.
Or there's a malfunction, and they released it over a man's garden.
Wow.
And it...
Good for his garden.
Mm. Very good for his garden.
Not good for him.
Not good for him.
Wow.
So,
did it spread onto multiple gardens, or was it very contained?
I imagine his garden took the main brunt of it.
Yeah.
A few of the gardens might have got a little bit of
splashback.
A bit of splashback. Sprinkling. But because he was in his garden, I think it affected him more so than others.
Yeah.
But that's not nice.
And the 51 pubs in a day.
I know. 24 hours. That's mental.
Is that... You have to be in there for a specific amount
of
time.
He had a drink
in each one.
51 drinks.
Wow. He might have only had half.
Alcohol.
If he had halves.
Okay. Still 25 pounds.
I know someone who had 33 pints of walked home.
Really?
He's called Pato. He's massive.
That'll explain my football career went down the drain. I once looked at if you could do all the Wetherspoons in the UK in a month.
Mm. Right.
But you'd have to do something like 28 in a day, every day for 31 days.
This guy do it. He'll do it.
Wow.
I'll drive him.
You could do that thing where you tweet where you are and people send you peas to your table and every single one.
How many days would it take?
31 days, 28 a day.
I reckon you'd struggle to do 28 in 31 days. That's hard work.
Very true.
I couldn't even just walk in and walk out. I'd be too tired.
Apparently different carpets in every single one.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
I'm sure I've read that every Wetherspoons has a different carpet. In which case, it's got to be like 900 different types of carpets.
That's unbelievable.
Sure, it's not different stains.
Might start an Instagram account for the carpet.
Wetherspoons carpets?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Is that something you'd consider following?
No.
Hey, I found someone on Instagram called Tobey Carvery.
Ooh.
And she posts all the time being in Carvery and tips and tricks and things like that.
Wow. Yeah. What's their name?
Tobey Carvery.
Toby.
No, it's a girl about our age.
Toe.
Unbelievable.
No, I don't actually know what her name is, but on Instagram she's Tobey Carvery.
Who could she... Bay. I thought something about toes. She should put a picture of her toes in each one. Just in the corner of each shot.
Wow. Wowzers.
So there's been a lot going on in the world over the past few weeks. Obviously, we've not been on for our own reasons. There's been a lot of stuff going on with us as well. As well as just being away on trips and things like that. There's been a lot of crap stuff that's been happening, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Within our kind of friendship group and stuff like that. And it's been an interesting few weeks, I think, for us as people and as friends and as a community. And also for our faith as well.
Yeah, definitely.
How it's some of the stuff that's happened has challenged our faith. We probably don't need to go into too much specifics about that, but I thought it'd be interesting to just end with a bit of an honest reflection, really, about where you guys are at, where you've been, anything that you've learned or will take away from the past few weeks.
Yeah. So, our mate passed away a few weeks ago, very suddenly. That is honestly my first experience of loss and dealing with grief like I never really experienced that in my family. I was talking to my dad about it, and he was like, yeah, actually, bizarrely, even for him as someone who's like 60 now, he'd never really experienced that. And so sort of winging it through how you deal with that has been really bizarre, and just experiencing the sort of ups and downs of how you process something like that happening, something like that coming out of nowhere, has been really tough, honestly. I think one of the biggest lessons for me that I've learned is the importance of having people around that care and that you can share some of that stuff with, and feel very fortunate and very grateful to have people like that around who you can do that with. And honestly feel very grateful that I know for a lot of people, faith is really hard at the moment, for all sorts of reasons. I think partly it's because people are now starting to feel the real impact of pandemic and all that sort of change that's going on in the world. But if I'm really honest, in all that's happened, I've never really found myself doubting God, the existence of God, the presence of God, the realness and the goodness of God in the midst of it all, which I do feel very grateful for, because I know that that's not something to take for granted. And I found myself relying more and more on my knowledge and experience of God's goodness at work in the world. And I've sort of had to go down the line of I have to choose to see God in the midst of all of this. It'd be really easy to drift off and to say, well, I'm going to choose to blame God for this, and I'm going to choose to say this is all God's fault and he's caused all this bad stuff to happen. It's really easy to go down that line, but I've made a conscious effort to see the goodness of God in all that's going on. And there is good. There is always good stuff to be thankful for, even in the midst of crisis and grief and tragedy. And that choice isn't always the easiest choice to make. But I think it's the right choice to make, because I believe that that is the reality. Mm-hmm. I believe that God is still good in every situation. And it's, I don't blame God for stuff like this, but he's able to use it somehow, bizarrely, for good. So yeah, I think that's me.
Yeah, I think in times like this one, I know for some people this doesn't really help them, but for me it kind of helps me personally, and that's always trying to having the mindset of, regardless of what ever happened in a situation, eventually God can make things good of it, and that's helped me out. I think some people would disagree, but that's fine. And I think initially I tried to deal with it by trying to ignore my faith side of things at the time. I think if I just ignore that, and then when I get better, then go back to it, then I won't have to answer those questions or ask those questions. But I realised relatively quickly that that's not a great way of going about it. And actually having those wrestles and having those battles is something that I think helped me out in the end. Mm. And I think
God can take the questions, can't he? God can deal with you having questions about it.
Yeah, and I think that whole situation that we were in was hard. And then I found myself in another situation a week and a half later, which had a different outcome. Mm. Very similar situation, had a completely different outcome. And I think, to be honest, I think for me, seeing that, knowing, look, life is crap sometimes, but it's also pretty good. And it's a real hard place to be. As stupid as this sounds, I remember I was at Stoke about 3 weeks ago, and it was an unbelievable game I've been to, and every game I've been to since has been dreadful. Mm-hmm. But then the only reason that game was good is because of the amount of dreadful games I've been to. And I think that kind of looking at it in that sense of, look, this is crap, but this will be good. I just need to keep looking at where I need to keep looking. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it's hard. There's never really a right thing to say in these situations, I think.
Yeah, and that's what, when we talk about grace and stuff in church or on this podcast or wherever, it's such a churchy, biblically word. But for me, it's just in those crap situations that will inevitably happen, it's just that God can use them for good, and he can make everything good. There's nothing that is too far gone.
How would you,
or too bad.
What would you say that kind of grace is for someone who doesn't really have any concept of what grace is, Sam?
grace is God's love for us that we could never do anything to deserve or earn, really. And that's demonstrated in what we see Jesus do for us, and dying for us, even though we never did anything to deserve it and could never pay back enough to earn it. He chooses to do that regardless of that.
Mm. Do you want a snappy saying?
Go on then.
I don't know if this is another one where I don't know if I've invented it, if I've heard it many years ago. I definitely probably haven't invented it because it's too good. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve.
Spence said that once. I heard it off him first. But he...
You and Spence can fight over it.
There you go.
You can have your claim to fame. I'll let you have it.
But yeah, it's not been the best few weeks, but I think I've just taken away that, as well as the community stuff that you mentioned, Sam, but I think sometimes the temptation when stuff gets tough in your personal life or for something like this that impacts so many, the temptation can just be to withdraw from everything and to think, I'm just going to spend some time by myself and try and fight through it myself. Whereas actually, the best thing you can do sometimes is try and surround yourself with people and to talk about stuff, whether it's faith stuff or not, just to kind of surround yourself with good people and have those conversations, even when it's really tricky. And also something someone said the other day, just before this person's funeral, our friend who passed away, we were just praying and he was saying, God, you've been through this. You understand it. Yeah. Something you forget.
Yeah, I was reading a story of Lazarus and obviously Jesus weeping with everyone else, then resurrecting him for it. Well, resuscitating him.
Yeah,
is the word, and then seeing the joy afterwards. I think it's always good to know that he's been there and he's got the t-shirt. So
it's helpful to remember that whatever's going on, God's not a distant God and he wants to be in the midst of it, whether it's a messy situation or whatever is happening. He wants to be there and involved and make things good.
It's been an interesting few weeks.
It has. And whether what you're struggling with is a faith thing, a medical thing, a toilet related thing, it's always better to have people around who you can share those experiences with.
That is true.
Talk about it and send your stories to us and we'll share them.
And
with
thank
the
you
world.
For being that community.
Oh, yes.
That will hear us.
Thank you so much.
Someone said to me, Chris, you need to make sure you talk about your problems. Yeah. And I've just shared it with the world.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. And what I've taken from this podcast is next time I do an impressive poo, I'm going to take a photo and send it. I'm not going to just keep it for myself.
Oh, dear.
We've not completely decided if this is going to be resume weekly.
Oh.
Or if I say bi-weekly, does that mean twice in a week or every other week?
I think fortnightly means
fortnightly might be the better word.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not sure if it'll be fortnightly or weekly, but we'll see when Chris has done rubbing his nipples.
Checking this little bit.
What we're going to do next week, we'll pick it up. But if that's everything you want to say, then we'll wrap it there.
Excellent.
If you want to get in touch with us, if you want to send us a story, if something's happened, I mean, you've had a long time since we last recorded.
That's true.
Something must have happened. You've heard how much has happened to us. So you can email us at almightypodmail@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/almightypod or on Twitter and Instagram @almighty_pod. Please, thanks for chatting. Enjoy football later on.
Oh, yes.
We will do.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.